Welcome back, everyone, to You Killed It, the Real World Road Rules Challenge podcast. I'm Ryan Kane.
I'm Jordan Strickland.
How's it going, Jordan?
Going great. How are you?
Doing okay.
That is great.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, the same to you.
So let me hear you clink your beer against the mic. Perfect. That sounded like a spoon against a cereal bowl.
It was chocolate milk, actually. There's nothing in there, but it was chocolate milk in days past.
I see.
I'm going to get it on later tonight, though.
Well, good.
Mm-hmm. Are you Irish?
Yeah.
Good times.
Mm-hmm.
And you're from a city that sounds Irish. The name of the city. Gloucester City or whatever.
Gloucester, yeah. Interesting fact. It was once the answer to a Jeopardy question of which American city had the most bars per square something, further mile or something like that. And it was us.
Well, why'd you move out?
I don't know.
All right. Well, every episode of this season has gotten better and better, I think, especially in the past three or four episodes.
I'll agree.
I love this challenge. It was fantastic. What did you think of it?
I agree. It was a really good one, a really fun one. Like you said, one that kind of is half kind of athleticism, half, just
stupidity.
Goofy fun. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But before we get into that, last week I made a prediction, told you to write it down.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what that prediction was?
It was that, I believe Paula would be going into the dome and she would be sent home.
That is correct.
And you were right.
I'm the Nostradamus of podcasts, Jordan.
Apparently. Fantastic job.
I know. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, so she went home. Apparently Ty didn't care. Really, he said so on the after show. Didn't care that they took him out, but
yeah,
they're getting to the end, so they probably only sent him home a couple days early.
Yeah, exactly. Paula was talking about being sad that she, one way or another, she wouldn't get to see Ty anymore. It's like, get your head in the game, woman.
Yes.
You only got like three episodes left. You're not going to get to see him that much longer anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that money.
Mm-hmm.
Think about buying him dinner after you win.
Paula looked really slow on this challenge, which was kind of really similar to the one last season with where CT and What's-His-Nose got out, where they had to run back and forth and
yeah,
get
CT
the ball.
CT and Adam. It was kind of a mini version of that.
Uh-huh. Luckily, nobody got confused this time like they did last time and grabbed their on-colored balls like idiots.
Yeah, very true.
I don't know about the technique that everybody used on this because nobody runs into each other until the very last time. Well, I'd be sticking my foot out every time the guy ran by, although it would slow me down too, but I don't know. Be aggressive.
Very true. I think the first one, you know, when Dunbar and Ty first went, they tried that, and Dunbar kind of got knocked on his ass. And I think after that, he was too scared to go head to head with Ty. He was like, mm-hmm. All right, we'll just make this a foot race.
Yeah.
And that combined with the fact that Ty was a bit faster at the dropping off the balls and picking a new one up.
Yeah, Ty was faster, and Emily was quite a bit faster. Like, you could really tell that she was a lot faster than Paula.
Hell yeah, like, she caught up to Paula at one point.
Yeah.
Like, the only reason that it was kind of a close race is that Emily went to put the ball into one of the holes, and it kind of bounced out and a little off the course. She had to grab it. Other than that, she would have got her last ball in before Paula even picked up her last ball.
Paula's, I guess she's a marathon runner, not a sprinter, because she looked slow as fuck.
Yeah, that doesn't really surprise me. And
they're wearing a bunch of equipment, too, I guess, under their clothes. But so was Emily.
All the padding and stuff. But it's not that Paula's that slow. I think it's just that Emily is really fast.
Maybe. Yeah, she caught right up to her. But you were right about your prediction, so nice work there. So we have one more dome, right?
Yeah, we have the dome between Johnny and Camilla versus Mark and Robin.
Right. What did you think about, didn't TJ, he called out CT and DM for making, oh, this is the dumbest move I've ever seen, because now they're going, like, if they don't win the next challenge, they would be going into the dome no matter what, because they didn't break up the Johnny and Mark alliance.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, it ended up panning out for them, but I don't know. I didn't think it was that dumb.
Yeah, no, I agree. I will say that I think the right move would have been to vote in Johnny and Camilla, because then you have two of the three strong teams. The three strong teams being CT and DM, Johnny and Camilla, and Ty and Emily.
Yeah.
And if CT and DM voted in Johnny and Camilla versus Ty and Emily, that means the chances of winning that final just got so much better. Because who do you want to go against? Do you want to go against Johnny and Camilla, or do you want to go against Mark and Robin, you know?
Yeah. But also, it's weird that DM felt like Paula was her biggest threat and not Camilla.
Yeah, that's bullshit. She's just saying that.
Although, I mean, well, if she know, like, maybe they know stuff we don't. Maybe Paula's like been training for a marathon and Camilla probably hasn't, so maybe she's got something there.
It's true, but Dunbar isn't training for any marathon.
It's true. After this episode, I hope we never see Robin again. And Robin's never been anything special, but, you know, she's doing this thing where she's like, telling everybody she has no interest in getting to know anybody or giving anything, away, like personally or whatever, and she's just in it for the money. It's like, okay, you're never going to be on this again, because this is television and you need to do something for the cameras besides be a bitch.
Yeah, like DM made a good point. Like, Robin used to be really like nice and fun, and now she's just a drunk goddamn mess.
Yeah, she's a bitter old crying bitch.
Yeah, just a sobbing heap in the corner, not wanting to talk to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, like, I'm kind of in agreement with you, man. It's like, it's just sad at this point.
Yeah, it is. That's why you shouldn't have kids to go on, or if you're on the challenge. That's the sign that you're done with being an MTV star. Mark Long has done it right. He's 40 years old, but he's not married. He doesn't have any kids. He's living the life of a 19-year-old, so he's allowed.
At the same time, though, MJ had, like, what, two kids, and he's used that as his bread and butter throughout every challenge he's been on.
Yeah, well, he's another good example of a loser.
That's very true, because I don't think he's ever really won one, or at least hasn't won one that resulted in a big...
Yeah, I don't remember him ever winning.
Yeah.
You know, so now they went to this challenge on an airfield where they basically have to run back and forth behind a jet. And I'm guessing they got this idea from Jackass 3D, because they did similar stuff in that movie. And I thought it was fantastic. I had a great time watching it.
Yeah, I agree. We got to see some really great falls.
Yeah.
It was some good competition.
Some good Camilla face plants.
Mm-hmm.
The girls, I just felt bad for, because it's like, it's not even necessarily strength, it's just body weight. They weigh 100 pounds and they just get blown away.
Well, that's true, but at the same time, there's also like some strategy involved. Camilla, on her first fucking run through, tries to bring three things with her.
Yeah.
Like, are you fucking crazy, Camilla?
Yeah, that was dumb.
Like, it kind of... You know, Camilla, in the beginning, you see her asking stupid questions about, like, strategy and, like, oh, well, how are we going to do this? And Johnny's just like, well, we'll fucking go in and do it one step at a time. Well, like, Johnny should have really, like, kind of sat her down and gave her something. Because when she had to try to figure it out on her own, it's like, okay, I'll bring a lawn chair and two balloons.
Mm-hmm. I don't get why they were pissed off, or, like, Camilla was pissed off that they got voted in first. Because if you think about it, like... This is the last one. They have to put you guys in. Like, it's not about an alliance or who did what for who now. It's what's my best chance of getting to the final?
Oh, well, absolutely, but you're still going to take that personal.
I guess. Because like, it's hard not to.
Yeah, it's like even the most rational person would be like, you fucking bastard.
Mm-hmm.
I am so close to this money, and you're going to try to fucking saw my legs off?
You know, you would think, if you're Camilla or Johnny, you'd think after going past this thing like 25 times, you would know, like, eventually, okay, the jet is pointing straight out about 10 feet up in the air. If I crawl, there's probably going to be less, or like at least crouch down or try to like make myself smaller. You're probably going to get blown around a lot less.
But yeah, instead, they didn't figure that out. Instead, Camilla flails her arms and makes a mad dash.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think that probably the best move would be get as close to the jet as you could, because maybe then you'd be under under the air.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? Hard to say.
That would probably be the best strategy. And if my memory is correct, they didn't even finish in under the time limit, did they?
No, they were eliminated while trying to get back to the finish line with the parachute on their back.
Yep.
And Jesus, you're totally right, man. They did get this from Jackass. There was the scene when Wee Man had the parachute on and threw it out in front of the jet engine. That's, yeah, jeez.
Well, MTV Productions, you know.
That's true.
Mark and Robin kind of, they kind of got the idea they needed to go under the jet stream, and then you just see the look on Johnny's face like, oh, I'm a fucking idiot for not thinking of that.
Yeah, like, I was impressed with Robin on this one. She seemed to do really good.
You know, we just got done, like, being shitty on Robin and everything, but overall, as far as the challenges, Robin's been as good as she's ever been this season.
I agree completely.
Yeah. It's just for my entertainment, she's not really doing much for me.
Yeah, it's
although,
just the
other
fact,
than her ridiculous crying.
It's just the fact that she's come into the last four, ever since the island, she's been out of her mind. She seems like she's lost it. Like, literally, she just seems like a mess.
She's Tanya part two.
Yeah, really. Oh, she's a less fun Tanya. Mm-hmm. She's Tanya if Tanya had a kid that we knew about.
Exactly. But they did good. They finished, right?
No, they were eliminated as well, actually.
Oh, Christ.
But it...
Yeah, you're right. Right at the last second.
They were. Yeah, it still seemed like they... I mean, obviously, they still did better than Johnny and Camilla.
Mm-hmm.
Which was their only goal. So, yeah. Well done, guys.
Mark and Rob, or I loved, right after the challenge is done, Robin's crying for no reason. And then when they're talking to the camera, she's talking about how what would happen if she was in a hurricane in Florida and crying about it. And Mark's just like, is this really happening? What the fuck are you talking about?
And that was the funniest scene in this episode.
Yeah, and on the after show, he talked about that too. Like, he said something like, "If you ever want to wonder how crazy Robin is, just look. That's all you need to know about Robin, right there."
I want to go back and watch the original San Diego season and see
if there's
Robin
signs
back. Because I know she drank a lot back then. Mm-hmm. But she seemed like a lot more like happy-go-lucky and...
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, man.
She seems like she's been beaten down in life by life. She looks it physically and acts like it emotionally, too.
Yeah.
Sad.
Who knows, you know, her time in Hollywood seems like it may not have gone so well.
Maybe not. Anyway... the next team to go was Ty and Emily. They did pretty well.
With the exception of a couple runs from Ty. Like, Ty didn't seem to get the idea of, like, you know, let the air be side... Let everything be sideways. Let the air cut through the thing. Don't hold it like a sail and let it sweep you away.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, these people are stupid. Let's never forget that.
Very true.
But they kind of killed the jet or the parachute part.
They did indeed.
Then the next team, CT and Diem, they completely killed everything. They ruined everybody else's day by being the best. This is the kind of thing that I love to see on like game show reality television when they are probably getting eliminated, possibly if they don't win, and then they somehow manage to do it against all odds.
Mm-hmm.
I just love that kind of shit.
Completely turn it around.
Yeah. This happened in Survivor a couple years ago, a couple times. I can't even remember what it was, but I just always love that kind of thing. And so they won two in a row, and they ended up winning. So
and they did a damn good job.
Great strategy, too, that nobody else thought of because everyone else is stupid.
They had a couple of different... They brought a couple of new things to the table. They saw what other people did and then mm-hmm. brought their own shit. They improved on it.
Yeah. He stacked up all the stuff that could be stacked so you don't have to make multiple runs when you don't really need to on those plastic tables.
Which is a really great idea.
Yeah, and CT was doing the power slides on his knees.
Exactly, man. I have written right here, power slides. Both really good ideas.
And
totally deserve the win.
Yeah, and Diem, she could have been a disaster on this just because she seems so skinny and light and stuff, but she really couldn't have a better partner than CT. He's the biggest, strongest guy.
Mm-hmm. And so, there was good teamwork. Like, there was the point where she was bringing one of the mannequins through and,
yeah,
you know, she got it like halfway and CT pulled it the rest of the way.
Mm-hmm. And then, like Johnny said, pulling the parachute kind of stuff, just brute strength stuff, is CT's bread and butter.
Yeah.
They killed it.
They did indeed.
Yep. So that was fantastic. I love that kind of thing. I love because people are falling down awkwardly. It's stupid. And it takes a lot of physical exertion.
Mm-hmm.
And the team I wanted to win won.
Yeah, same here. And they made it look cool while doing it.
Mm-hmm. And it also helps my enjoyment that Diem is so excited about it. You know?
Yeah, they both really seem excited.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's good to see the team that looked like they were falling apart, like really happy and excited.
Yep.
Makes me smile, Jordan.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Camilla is all pissed off when they get back to the house because, you know, they're going in.
Mm-hmm. Well, shit, you know, they were the team to beat for quite a few challenges, and now...
Yeah.
Now that all means nothing.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's a complete turnaround of everything, mm-hmm. having them be the loser, and if you had to make a prediction, it probably would have been the other way around.
It's just another, reason that, you know, maybe the middle is the best place to be until the very end. That's when you fucking break out and show people what you can do.
Basically, any time in any of these types of shows, that is always the best strategy. So who's Johnny? They're going against Mark and Robin, right?
Yeah. Because
they didn't want to send in Ty and Emily again, which is the noble thing to do. And I was amazed when Mark said in 17 years, he's never been thrown into an elimination challenge. But he hasn't been on 17 years worth of challenges, but that's as long as he's been on MTV.
Yeah.
Do you believe it's been that long? He was the first Road Rules season. And I looked it up, and I think he was 23. Yeah, that math works out because he's 40 now. Looked exactly the same. He looks younger now, actually. I actually looked up in preparation for our stupid bracket challenge thing. I looked up what Paula used to look like, and she was pretty, not that she's bad looking now, but she was pretty cute back then. It's kind of like her look evened out over the years because she's got the huge boobs now, but her face isn't as cute. So, I mean, you go back in time and she doesn't have boobs, but she looks better. She's younger, but now, you know.
I think Paula has held up really well.
She has.
Over the years.
Mm-hmm. She's not that old either. I think she's 32 or 33. It's not like she's 40.
True. So I guess that's why.
Yeah.
I forget what I was going to say.
Well, that was the end of the challenge, basically. All we had is DM and CT kind of deciding, and then it was another cliffhanger.
Yeah, as soon as the team got home from their 2.5-hour bus ride,
mm-hmm.
Robin pretty much bum rushes DM, pitching her case of, come on, I have a son. Mm-hmm. Don't do this to me, girl.
Yeah. Get a job, Robin.
Empty wine glass in hand.
Uh-huh.
I guess that was her first stop before going to see DM, is heading to the kitchen to pick up a glass. But yeah, I look forward to the next week's episode.
Yep. If I had to guess who's going to win this dome, I really don't know. It's, think Camilla's. It's the wrestle the cross out of each other's hand thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'd say Camilla will probably beat Robin, although Robin has been doing really well and seems to be motivated. Mark's taller. Mark probably outweighs Johnny, but Johnny, that might not help in this challenge. I don't know. It's hard to say who's going to win.
Fact is, Mark is still so much older.
It's true.
I think Johnny and Camilla have this. And I will be shocked if Mark and Robin win.
I don't think I would be shocked, but I just have no idea who's going to win.
I would be pleasantly surprised.
And then on this week's episode, they're going to Iceland. Figured out that's where they go.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. And it looks like a multiple-day challenge because they are in a tent at some point.
It's cool that they do that now.
Mm-hmm.
They've upped their game so much that it now has to be multiple days.
Mm-hmm.
Back to picking the team to go into the dome. If I were CT and DM, I think I would have maybe, while in the room, when TJ's asking, who's going in, I would have left it to Johnny and Camilla, because then at that point they have to pick the team that would be easier to beat, which is Mark and Robin, who is also Johnny's alliance throughout the whole season.
Mm-hmm.
Or do you make the tough decision and stay true to your alliance? Who do you think Johnny would have picked?
I think he probably would have picked Ty and Emily.
Really?
Yeah.
I think at the end of the day, Johnny's still Johnny. I think he would have thrown in Mark and Robin, even though they've been working together the whole season.
You might have something there. He did say on the after show that he would have done the same thing CT did, to throw the people in that he threw in. So you're probably right.
And Mark says that this is his official retirement.
A lot of people say that.
I know, but this time...
he is old.
I feel like he may be telling the truth.
Yeah, he might be. So it'd be nice if he could win this last one, but you don't think that's going to happen.
I don't, which sucks. Because, I've always been a fan of Mark.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we should... I don't know, do we want to talk about Survivor and stuff like that?
I think we could go through Survivor fairly quickly.
All right. Speaking of podcasts, though, I met Mark Maron the other night.
I saw the picture. That's awesome.
Yeah, he was at this comedy festival in town, and it was the best comedy show I've ever been to. You should see him sometime if you have a chance.
Really?
Yeah. It was fantastic.
Fuck. Hold on.
Again?
I know. Okay, I'm back.
Here's the thing about Mark Maron. When you listen to the podcast, he doesn't try to be funny most of the time. He's just interviewing. But he is a great stand-up.
That's kind of what makes this podcast so good, because he is focusing more on being a good interviewer than cracking jokes. And I think he's actually a really good interviewer.
He is. But it's... You cannot downplay how good of a stand-up he is. He was unbelievably good. He had the crowd in the palm of his hand. It was great.
I'll have to check it out.
Yep. So what happened on Survivor this week?
Well, You know what? Before we actually get into Survivor, every week on Survivor, they have this commercial, and I want to know, do they also run it in Michigan? The colonoscopy sweepstakes?
I don't know. I always fast forward through the commercials.
Is this guy with red hair, and then Ozzy and Sharon Osbourne are on the commercial as well, and you enter to win a trip to New York where you stay for like a weekend and get a colonoscopy.
That does sound familiar.
It's the like, at first I thought it was a joke, but they keep playing it every week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so YouTube that commercial, it's very bizarre.
All right. Does Ozzy have colon cancer or something?
I don't know. Maybe.
Another thing Sharon has done to fucking ruin his career and make him into a fucking cartoon.
Into a goddamn joke.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So this week, we merge.
Yeah, I was pretty surprised by that.
Oh, no, wait.
Wait, no, we didn't. That's next week.
Yeah,
next week is merge.
Is it? Yeah, we jumble up the teams.
Mm-hmm. Wait, now I'm all confused.
It's not that confusing. When I said merge, I meant they.
Because I think there is the merge coming up, though.
Well, I'm sure there is one coming up soon, but we probably have a few episodes to go.
The reason I was surprised is because I felt like the merge was probably coming right up, so why are they bothering? Especially when the girls kind of are getting their shit together now, and the guys are self-destructing. It's weird that they kind of jumbled it up for that, like, you know what I mean?
I agree. I can't say that it came out of nowhere, but I can't believe now that the girls are kind of were getting their footing that they would just...
That was the reason why we expected the jumble up to happen, was because the girls would be getting down, the numbers would be too low. But that isn't really the case the past two episodes, so...
But I guess the reason that they decided to jumble up the team is because... Even though the last tribal council was a guys' tribal council, the guys had still won the thing. Mm-hmm. They just decided to go in.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
So they knew that, you know, there was nothing that they could do. It the ball was rolling. It was going to keep rolling down that same hill. So they had to do something to make the show a little interesting.
Mm-hmm. Colton did another thing. He like got his tribe to go along with something that they shouldn't have gone along with, even his new tribe now, voting off Monica, because that was part of his women's alliance, right?
Yeah. Which,
like, I don't understand. He's like, he thinks he's so smart because he's like stirring everything up, but none of this stuff is going to be in his best interest, in not in the jury, even if he makes it that far, and not even getting farther in the game. Because he's getting rid of people within his alliance.
Yeah, he doesn't seem to be looking at the end game, really.
I don't think he's really thinking about anything. He just wants to get off people he doesn't like.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy that so many people are, like, following him down this road.
I don't know what... I don't get it at all.
Even,
it's
like,
frustrating to watch.
Even, like, Big Boobs and him were talking, and... She was saying, like, listen, you know, I can't do that. That's my, like, the women's alliance. You know, we are strong. I'm not doing that. And then,
like, she goes along with it.
Yeah, cut to, like, 2 seconds later, you find out what she really meant was, like, well, I just don't want to get voted off. We mm-hmm. can vote off those women. Who the fuck cares about them? Which is ridiculous. It seemed, for a shining moment, she had a good head on her shoulders. And lo and behold... We were right all along. She's a goddamn idiot.
Yep.
That poor, poor Orange team. Man, if I looked around and saw all of them, I don't know what I would have done.
You would have voluntarily voted yourself off. I'm hoping that the Christina, I think her name is, the Asian girl... I hope she figures something out. She's going to be the next to go if they lose again, which they probably are. And I hate to see that. I hate to see the smart ones go.
I know, seriously.
Same, It's kind of the same thing happened with Edna last season.
Yeah, yeah. Although she hung in.
She did for a while, but she didn't make it to the very, very end.
Although I don't think Edna was that smart.
Eh. She was a fucking doctor.
Yeah, but she didn't have good sense.
I guess.
She wasn't Survivor smart.
All right.
And surprisingly, no one on the Orange team is Survivor smart.
No one on any team is Survivor smart.
I don't know, man. That blue team, I think they're going to have a solid solid alliance in there, I think.
It's actually more lopsided now than it was before they switched up the tribes.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like they switched up the tribes and nothing changed.
If it truly was random, the way he handed out the eggs, they probably were like, oh, shit, when they did that.
Yeah, next week we're going to have another team jumble up.
Yeah.
Jeff's going to be, no teams, no teams.
Mm-hmm.
We pick you at random, in quotations,
mm-hmm.
and each week you have the elimination challenge with teams that we assign.
Mm-hmm. I can't really see any strong alliances that I'm feeling like they're going to go for a really long time, because it's like the jumble up thing happened and now everybody's alliances are kind of switched around a little bit, and even the ones that are there don't seem very strong. They're all looking for blindsides and stuff.
I feel that the blue team will have something strong. Because
I hope so.
Because even like when the merge happens, there's no one from the orange team that the blue team will want to take on. The orange team is like all losers. They, even if they're like they're smart or think that they're loyal, they could still do it without them.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're on the orange team, you're fucked. Yeah. I feel like the blue team will be able to get something together.
Hope so. So yep.
I loved after the jumble up, we see like the pathetic asshole montage in the orange team's camp, where like they're trying to crack coconuts but they can't do it, and
mm-hmm.
Tarzan's like falling over logs and
yeah.
And then even like a few scenes later, they manage to catch chicken, but the chicken just walks out the back door of the of the cage.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how did they fuck that up? How did they not look at the cage? Be like, oh, this side has a huge hole in it. The chicken's just going to stroll right out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Monica ran at the cage, which seemed like, oh, that's a ridiculous move. I doubt that's how they planned it when they first set that trap. But she gets the chicken. She fucking gets it. Monica mm-hmm. is awesome.
Yeah.
Gets the chicken. Chicken walks out of the cage and runs back into the forest.
Get rid of the strong ones. That's Colton's strategy.
Anyway, yeah, so long story short, Monica gets voted out at Tribal. Not a big surprise.
Nope. That's about it.
And the one girl from the blue team found the idol.
Mm-hmm. Did you watch Celebrity Apprentice when Adam got voted off?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you should have watched it.
I heard good things.
It was good, and he kind of debunked the whole thing on the podcast the next day. Because...
Yeah, I did hear that.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, that sounded cool.
Yeah, they basically made him look like an asshole for no reason, or when nothing like that happened. The guy's team should have won, but anyway, it's over now.
So you're not going to go back to Celebrity Apprentice now that Adam's gone?
No, I probably will still watch, because I still like Penn Jillette and Paul Sr.
Paul Sr., eh? He seems like a crazy person.
He is crazy, but I love American Chopper. It's like my third favorite reality show.
Fair enough. One last thing about Survivor. How did you like the elimination challenge, which was...
The basketball thing?
The basketball thing.
It was pretty good, except... I felt like Leaf had a pretty, I felt bad for him. Like, I liked the physicality of it, but it's like the guy weighs probably 80 pounds and they're just fucking throwing him around and he's 5 feet tall or whatever.
I felt bad for him at first, but he really, like...
He did good. He
fought hard and did good and really proved himself. Mm-hmm. Like, he, like, took down Michael, I think that's the guy's name. And, like, got the ball off a cat, you know? He was shutting people down.
Yeah.
But MVP of that one, I'd say, was Michael. He didn't give a fuck about. He didn't care how he was going to look.
No.
On TV, he was fucking tossing midgets. He was elbowing women.
Yep.
And he was scoring baskets.
Uh huh. That's what you got to do to win challenges, right?
Fucking A, man. This is Survivor.
Mm-hmm.
Gender is out the window.
I like when he Leaf just started to get on him. He's just like, get the fuck away from me, and just kind of gave him a little shove, and the guy flies back.
Like Christina tried to get the ball away from him. He just like seriously, practically like elbowed her in the face. Mm-hmm. She went flying into the water. He clearly played basketball his whole life.
Yeah, probably.
Because other than Monica, he made like what, two of the three baskets to win for the team, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yep, he did good.
Yeah.
Do you want to go through a round of our challenge thing?
Yeah, we could do that.
All right. I have the brackets set up here.
Hold on. I've had to kind of redo the list a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Because some of the people, like, I just threw a couple of names onto the list. You know, just to have numbers, just like that was kind of the rough draft of the list.
Mm-hmm.
If
you want to read them off, that'd be fine.
Okay. God, like when I went through this and realized that there were a couple of people on there that shouldn't have been there, some favorites were lost, which really sucks.
Like who?
I forget off the top of my head.
All right.
Oh, I'm starting to remember. But anyway, I am adding Carly back to it just because, you know, she
was a winner.
She was a winner. She won her first challenge, her fresh meat challenge. So that deserves a little something.
Mm-hmm.
And I also did it completely random. I assigned them all a number, then picked numbers out of a hat.
That is even unnecessary.
Why?
I don't know, because the winner is going to win, because it doesn't matter if the two hottest girls are matched up in the first round, the hotter one's going to win. So the winner's going to win no matter what the order.
But I don't know, Jordan. There could be some upsets here.
We'll see. I don't know how we're going to do a tiebreaker, but we'll try to work this out.
Okay, first is Tina. Do you remember Tina?
Yep.
Versus Caitlin from Real World Brooklyn.
Tina. That would be Tina.
Yeah, I'm going to go Tina as well.
All right, round one complete.
Round two. Veronica versus Beth.
Veronica, 100%.
Yeah. Yeah, even though I don't like Veronica at all.
This isn't about like, Ryan.
You're right, it's about love.
Yep.
They
were in Playboy together, and the one you want to look at is Veronica in that spread, not Beth.
Very true. The people that they chose for that Playboy spread, that is ridiculous.
Yep. Yep.
And it's funny, like, they have that one Playboy spread where all the girls are like, eh, what? But then the like actual hot people get their own Playboy spread.
Yeah.
Like if you're like actually Kara. Hot. Yeah, exactly. Speaking of Kara, next is Kara versus Tori.
Tori, Brad's wife?
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty good matchup. I kind of like Tori, but I'm going to have to give it to Kara.
I will as well. If you tried to give it to Tori, I would have...
Well, we all know you hate Tori.
Yeah, that's true. Tori with the crazy eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember Ibis?
The name sounds familiar. Do you have a last name?
Yeah, but I can't pronounce it. She was from Real World Extreme.
Oh, I found her. Okay, who's she against?
She is against Jillian.
Jillian, 100%.
Yeah, I agree. Boy, this is easy.
Yeah, nothing. No arguments so far. I bet we'll have a couple, though.
And yeah, this next bracket are two people. It's crazy. Again, two people who appeared in the Playboy spread together. Gisella versus Katie Doyle. Both from Road Rules the Quest.
Katie wasn't in that. Wasn't she in a different one? I know she was naked at some point, but
I thought that I thought they were in that together.
It could have been, but
you know, you may be right. You may be right.
I'm gonna go with Gisella.
Really?
Yes.
Let me take a closer look here.
I hate Katie.
Yeah, I'll give it to you.
Thank you.
Even though I've always kind of liked Katie.
She's not that good looking. She's a fucking bitch, too.
She's okay. She's got spunk, Jordan.
Yeah. All right, who's next?
Next is Evelyn from Fresh Meat versus... Right. I don't know why I had to specify Evelyn. We all know Evelyn. Versus Kim from Real World Hollywood.
Kim from Real World Hollywood.
If you need
check
to,
this out.
If you need to Google it, it's Kimberly Alexander.
Oh, Evelyn, 100%.
You're out of your fucking mind. It's Kim.
What?
Yeah, it's Kim.
No way.
We got that video of Kim and what's her name? Brianna running around through the house topless.
I don't care.
You're crazy here.
She doesn't have a good-looking face.
I disagree. What are we going to do if we completely stalemate on this?
We could flip a coin, although how are we going to know since we're not in the same room?
I feel like maybe we should email a few listeners that we've had in the past.
All right. Okay. You know, Evelyn's not that great either. But I still am going to put her above Kim.
Okay, hold on for a moment.
Okay.
That'll take too long. But I'm just saying, on both of their worst days, Kim is better looking. Both of their best days, I'd still say Kim is better looking.
Fine, I'll give it to you, Kim. Evelyn's not going to win anyway, so it doesn't matter. Neither is Kim.
Well... Not if I have anything to say about it.
All right, next.
Brooke from Real World Denver versus Jody. Road Rules Extreme.
I'm going to have to look these ones up. I don't remember Brooke, really. I kind of remember her. And then Jody.
Mm-hmm.
Road Rules Extreme.
I say Brooke gets this one.
Yep, you're right, Brooke.
Well, that was easy.
Mm-hmm.
Nice and simple.
Yep.
Ruthie.
Uh-huh.
Versus Emily.
The Emily from this season?
Yeah.
Emily.
I agree.
All right.
Next is Casey from Fresh Meat versus Jasmine from Real World Cancun.
Casey. She's that blonde chick, right? That was horrible.
Yeah.
Yep, Casey.
Okay, that was easy.
Mm-hmm.
Siobhan versus Camilla.
Camilla. By the way, listeners, if you want to refute any of these, email us at youkilledpodcast@gmail.com. We won't take any of your refutes into consideration, but we will read them.
Yeah, or Twitter us, too. We'd like to...
Yeah. You killed it, pod.
Let other people know what you have to say about the matter.
Mm-hmm.
Next is Mandy from Fresh Meat 2 versus Johanna.
Mandy.
You know, oh, Mandy of Western
Johanna.
Mandy.
I am going with Johanna.
Okay.
Don't like white women.
I've noticed. it's also... an interesting coincidence that those two are paired up because they were both in relationships with Wes.
Yeah, that's true.
Susie from Road Rules Down Under.
Susie.
Versus Angel from Road Rules Viewers Revenge.
Who the hell is that? Angel?
Yeah.
Let me check this shit out. Yeah, Susie.
Fair enough. I'll second that.
All right.
Next is...
Oh, Christ. I just typed in Angel from, and then I, for Road Rules, and I got a picture of Joey from Real World Hollywood with like a sheet just draped a towel over his cock. Yeah.
Yeah, like that picture is unavoidable when you, if you like Google image search anyone from Real World or Road Rules, you get that in like the top 10.
All right, let's give the prize to him.
Next up is Julie from Real World New Orleans versus Kellyanne from Real World Sydney.
Sheesh.
I say Kellyanne.
Yeah, I'll go Kellyanne too.
Next is Sarah from Real World Brooklyn, who I know you have a thing for, versus Laurel from Fresh Meat 2.
I think I'll go Sarah.
Really? I was going to go Laurel.
I guess. I don't have a problem with that because I'm kind of right on the fence about it. Laurel, it's fine.
Okay. And Laurel has had one specific look throughout these things.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Sarah, she's all over the goddamn map.
It's true. I like her look from this season, but haven't really liked it that much from in previous seasons. I've liked her personality more than her look, but well, you are kind of opposite of
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'm exact opposite.
Man. Anyway.
Next is Kina versus Paula.
Kina. Who the hell is that?
Remember I sent you that picture?
Is she the one with the quarter shirt? Okay. Versus Paula?
Yeah.
Hate to do this to Paula, but I think I'm going to have to go Kina.
Yeah, and I hate Kina, too. I really hate Kina, but mm-hmm. She's getting it.
Yep. Well, are we going... This is what I wanted to ask you, too. Are we going what they look like now or in their original season?
Just or our vague general memory sense of them. Yeah.
Okay. All right, Kina, then, I guess.
Okay. Next is... it's kind of a battle between two Fresh Meat 2 girls. Carly versus Cara Maria.
Uh-oh. I'm going Cara Maria all the way. I'll explain why. You look at a picture of Carly, you look at her face, pretty plain. She's not anything to write home about. It's the you get tricked by the big blonde hair and the big boobies. And the good body. Don't get tricked. Go with that picture that you sent me of Cara Maria where she's in the waves with her brown hair. Come on.
Yeah, but what about the picture I sent you of Carly? Did I send you one?
I don't think so, but I have seen quite a few provocative pictures of her. But yeah, I still got to go Cara Maria.
All right, I'll go with you.
Fantastic.
We'll go hand in hand down
plus,
the road.
Plus, Carly shouldn't even be on this thing.
Okay, fair enough. The last person that I had to get rid of, because she wasn't on enough challenges, was Brittany from Real World Hollywood.
Yeah. Wait, which one was she?
If you have to look for her, search Brittany Duel 2.
Brittany. Duel 2. Is she black?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Jeez, I don't remember her at all.
Really?
No, I don't remember her at all. But anyway, yeah, she's off. She wouldn't have won.
Really, between her and Cara Maria?
Fuck no.
I would have put up a big fight.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe this is a bad picture of her or something. She really doesn't look familiar to me at all, and I watched that entire season.
One of the best seasons, without a doubt.
Yeah, it was a good one. Okay, what's the next round? This doesn't have anything to do with anything, but this popped in my head because I was looking up Mark Long facts. Apparently, he originally appeared on MTV as like a tryout for Puck's replacement on Puck's season of The Real World.
Really? That's interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. If he had gotten that, he would have been on MTV for probably even longer.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, and I can't believe you posted that you just now realized that he looked like Dexter from Outcast or whatever. Not Outcast.
Offspring.
Offspring. Next up is Cameron from Real World San Diego versus Rachel from Real World Austin.
Don't know who either of those people are. Cameron, Real World San Diego.
It's an easy answer.
I'm guessing Cameron because she's pretty hot.
Yeah, it's Cameron without a doubt.
All right, Cameron, it is.
Rachel, Rachel was like the veteran. Got into it with Nehemiah. Like, she was a medic in the war, and her and Nehemiah got into it. Okay, yeah, so Cameron. Next up, Coral from Back to New York versus Coley from Real World Denver.
Coley. How do you spell Coley?
C-O-L-I-E.
Real World Denver. I don't remember what she looks like. I gotta go Coral.
Really?
Yeah.
Coral's
got giant jugs.
She does. And that, although it wasn't enough to get Carly to the next round.
Shut it.
It may be enough for Coral.
Coley isn't that great looking.
Although she has provided a lot of...
we don't care about that.
Lying around on the beach scenes, but if you want to give it to Coral, I'll give it to Coral.
Coral.
Next is Tanya versus Rachel from Real World Road Rules Campus Crawl. That's Rachel from this season.
Uh-huh.
Versus Tanya.
Tanya went downhill, but she was at one point pretty hot.
I agree. But at the same time, Rachel went uphill.
It's true.
In a big, bad way.
All right, I'm giving it to Rachel.
Yeah, I'll give it to Rachel, too.
Good times.
Hooray. Anissa versus Montana. Jesus Christ, wow. Talk about Sophie's choice. Anissa.
Yeah, Anissa. You're right.
Diem versus Teresa from Fresh Meat 2. A Fresh Meat 1 versus Fresh Meat 2.
That's a hard matchup. I'm going to give it to Diem.
Yeah, I'll give it to Diem
overall.
As well.
Yeah, okay.
Jen with 2 N's versus Robin.
Jen.
Yeah, I'll give it to her as well.
Yep.
Here's one who I don't remember so well. Do you remember Janelle from Key West?
No.
I think I kind of remember. She also was on Real World Hollywood because one of the guys like met her and they dated for a little bit. Versus Melinda from Real World Austin. I'm going Melinda.
That was what's his name's wife, right?
That's right.
Yeah, Melinda.
Okay, and that was it? Round one.
Fantastic. Not too many. I think it's going to get hard to choose once we get down to the wire here.
I agree.
I think I just got to go with my instincts.
Hopefully we can incorporate some listeners into it next round.
Yeah. So if you have an interest in being on the show, maybe write us at or Twitter us or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Email us that one.
Mm-hmm. Well, that kind of took forever.
Mm-hmm.
So until next time, I will have the new bracket next week and start of the challenge final next time. And make sure to rate us on iTunes.
Yeah, please. It's very simple. Just find our page on iTunes, click 5 stars. Booyah.
Yeah,
write something nice if you have the time.
Don't rate us if you're going to give us less than 5 stars.
Yeah. If you're going to give us less than 5 stars, why are you listening to begin with?
Seriously.
I mean, really.
Yeah.
Anyway, email us or tweet us. youkilledpodcast@gmail.com or @youkilledpod on Twitter.
Yep.
And with that, I'm Ryan Kane.
I'm Jordan Strickland. Happy St. Patrick. Well, it won't be St. Patrick's Day when you listen to this, but anyway.
Hope the hangover wasn't too bad.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Have a good one.